This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
When I use the term of outside agitators, anyone can protest in the city. But when you're on college grounds and you do not attend that college, you are an outsider. And then when you train people to do destructive things, you are an agitator. And so I'm not trying to be politically correct. I'm trying to be correct for the city of New York.
For the city of New York. That is the Mayor Eric Adams slowly figuring out one little thing that won't take him very far. Terrible disappointment, that man. Horrible, terrible. I was reading this morning about all the money that we taxpayers amazingly and inexplicably give to major universities in the United States of America. It's almost impossible to believe how many billions of dollars we give to these big universities. We've talked about it a little bit, but it is past time that Republicans on the Hill stand up and say, you know what? We're going to have to stop giving money to Harvard University, one of the wealthiest institutions on the face of the planet Earth, which caters to the richest families in the United States of America and the richest families around the world. Why would Michael Piercy, who lives in Maryland and has a 9-year-old boy that he's raising, have to pay money that would then be given to Harvard University? I looked up their endowment. Oh boy, they're very well endowed. It appears that Harvard has and that means a pile of cash. They'd get it from donations, and we give them ridiculous amounts of money every year. They have an endowment worth about $55 billion. And, you know, they shouldn't even charge tuition until they go through that for anyone. And you should have a meritocracy, and only the best and the smartest kids should get in, and not legacies. Like, who was a legacy? Flounder? Flounder was a legacy in Delta House. Here is a story from April 29th of 2024 on the Fox News Channel website. Billions of taxpayer dollars fund schools with anti-Israel protests. More than $7 billion in taxpayer money has been given to schools that have fostered anti-Israel protests in recent weeks and months. Billions of American taxpayer dollars have helped fund many of the colleges and universities where anti-Israel agitators recently have occupied campuses, a stunning sum that has led numerous politicians to call for an end to federal cash for schools that allow the encampments to persist. I got to tell you, I don't care if their encampments persist or not. The idea that tax dollars are going to Harvard University every year is completely ridiculous. Now, I went looking Harvard Magazine, which is from Harvard University. In 2021, they were bragging, Harvard endowment increases $11.3 billion to $53.2 billion, and university operations yield $289 million surplus despite pandemic. A 33.6% return on endowment investment. That's a pretty good return. They got a 33% return. They must have Bernie Madoff in their corner or something like that. As expense controls and donor support buoy the budget in an unprecedented year. This is during the Wuhan Red Death, and they're bragging about how they took in an additional $11 billion that year. And still, inexplicably, we are throwing money at them every year. In 2023, U.S. taxpayers provided federal funding to Columbia University in the order of $1.2 billion. Why? Yale University got $776.8 million. Why? Harvard got $676.1 million. And those are taxpayer dollars. UC Berkeley got $451.4 million. George Washington University, which is like the Auschwitz leader, $200 million, $200.2 million in taxpayer money. Why? Why are we giving taxpayer dollars to Harvard University or any of these other institutions of alleged higher learning when we see what's happening? And it's not just this. I mean, they've created the zombie army over the course of years. They're anti-American, they're anti-Semites, they're anti-straight people, they're anti-white people, they're anti-American, they're anti-capitalist. And I don't want my tax dollars going to these institutions. I'm a City College guy. I never took out a student loan in my life. Why would I be paying off your student loans when you went to Harvard and Yale and GW, which may be the most expensive university, George Washington University in Washington, D.C., may be the most expensive university in the country? So why? Why would I? And why should Michael, who's raising his son in Maryland, why would his tax dollars go to funding Harvard University and George Washington University? What an outrage. Set aside all of this anti-Semite rise of Nazi Germany stuff that the Democrat Party is advancing, the genocidal anti-Semitism, pro-Hamas, pro-Iran, anti-American, anti-Israel. They're creating the zombie apocalypse. World War V is upon us, whichever world war this is. I know we had one, we had two, and then we had the Cold War, and we've had the war against radical Islam, which is a worldwide war, and it ain't over. Not even close. And the Democrats keep funding the enemy in Iran. And they keep funding the enemy in Hamas. Why? Democrats. Just amazing, amazing stuff, I'm telling you. And also keep in mind that the Democrats, they've got a judge in New York, the Democrats do, named Judge Merchan. Breaking news, Judge Merchan finds Trump in contempt. I'm in contempt of your court too. Does that mean I'm going to get a fine? Says he will jail him next time in blistering ruling. Judge Juan Merchan found former President Donald Trump in contempt of court. It's hard not to be in contempt of this court, and said the next step would be jail in a scathing ruling to Trump at his trial. The fraudsters at CNN type, because they're all in bed. They're in the hot tub for the Circle Fest. Judge finds Trump in contempt for 10th time. Judge Juan Merchan has found Trump in contempt for a 10th time for additional gag order violations. He's gagging the Republican presumptive nominee for the presidency of the United States during a campaign season in a presidential election year. And Judge Merchan is, of course, a Joe Biden donor. And Judge Merchan's daughter is a Democrat political activist who is involved with left-wing groups that have raised literally tens of millions of dollars off of the Trump trial. And the fact that her father is the judge in the case. I find you in criminal contempt of the for the 10th time, the judge says. Going forward, this court will have to consider a jail sanction. Yeah. You guys should just fire on Fort Sumter to get things going, don't you think? Again? And CNN reports that the judge to Donald Trump says, the last thing I want to do is put you in jail. Obviously not the case since you keep talking about it. Incarceration is truly a last resort. Yeah, you guys should try putting murderers in jail, illegal aliens. Mr. Trump, it's important you understand the last thing I want to do is put you in jail, Judge Merchan said. You are the former president of the United States and possibly the next president as well, Judge Juan Merchan says. More threats. This is the Democrat Party. Maybe you should put illegal aliens in jail before they murder the next Ruby Garcia or the next Lakin Riley. Maybe the Venezuelan gangs that are here should be the first ones to go to jail. But this is the left. This is what the left does. They are dangerous to civilization. All right, let's take a phone call. And I see that waiting on the line, we have Mike the Lib. Mike the Lib is here. Hang on. Yay, we should have music for Mike the Lib. We should have a theme song for you, Mike the Lib. Mike the Lib, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, you hear me?
I hear you, Mike the Lib.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm here at the Haymarket Gainesville Library. Early voting has started. This is the second day. I'm out here handing out literature for my candidate, Dan Hilmer, who is a veteran, U.S. Army, Iraq, Afghanistan, and his grandparents are from Ukraine and Israel. Okay.
Then why does he hate America?
He doesn't. He loves America like I do.
Well, he's obviously running as a left-wing Democrat because you are out there campaigning for him, so he's got to be an extremist.
No, he's a strong national security person. Okay.
Does he hate the Jews?
I want to talk. No, he's Jewish.
He's Jewish? Why does he hate the Jews then?
He doesn't hate the Jews. Let me please talk for 2 seconds, Chris. Okay, on Hamas. Okay, on the protest. The protesters are totally wrong. They need to put dual pressure on Hamas and Israel. They need to demand Hamas surrender in order to get a ceasefire. They need to demand from Israel the evacuation of Gazan women and children to the West Bank. It's the only way you're going to be sure you're not going to kill them.
And then you can bomb the place with Moabs and kill only the men. Is that your idea?
No.
Then everybody you shoot when you go through with your rifle.
Chris.
Then everybody you shoot is a man because you've evacuated the women and children.
Let me talk, Chris. This is serious. You're not serious. Okay? No, this is national security. Okay, I understand this.
It is.
That will give confidence to the people in Rafah to evacuate Rafah. That will put pressure on Hamas to surrender or be destroyed. Yes, men and teenage boys will have to stay because they have to rebuild Gaza. But you have to protect the women and children.
Because you care very deeply about women and children.
Yes, you do. Israel claims they do. But they're moving them around.
Wait, Israel claims they do? Does Hamas claim?
They move them around to place to place, and then they get bombed anyway. You got to get them out of the war zone. That's what has to be done.
Yeah, and then the war zone can go on and on. Now, you know, that Joe Biden announced...
No, it won't go on and on, because right then you remove the human shield. That's what Hamas has, is the human shield of these people.
But they're not going to remove
it. If you remove their human shield, they will be vulnerable. Israel can destroy them, or they will have to surrender.
What makes you think that they'd remove their human shields? You know, they've been firing rockets at Israel over the weekend. They murdered 3 Israeli soldiers. They wounded 10 more Israelis at a kibbutz. They keep firing, and they keep getting more missiles and rockets, don't they? And they keep firing them into Israel, so they're still waging war, and they're not going to give up their human shields. Their kids, they can't wait for their kids to be killed, to be bloody spots.
The Palestinian people are the only ones that can stop Hamas.
Uh-huh.
They have to remove themselves as a human shield. That's the only way.
It's the only way.
That's the only way, yes.
I don't know, Mike the Lib. I think that here's my plan. Give up the hostages today, right? Right? Right?
Yeah, they'll have to give up the hostages. Yes, I mean, they thought they could win this war by capturing hostages.
Yeah,
insane proposition.
Yeah, now,
Previously, they captured 1 or 2 hostages, and they were able... You have these really snot invade Gaza
isn't he the one who keeps saying, let me talk?
The attack was launched. Israel is not going to accept that anymore.
I don't
only hope now.
I don't want you to have a breakdown.
Understand that. What?
I don't want you to have a breakdown here.
I'm not having a breakdown, Chris. I'm trying to tell you exactly what the heck has to be done on national security grounds.
As a career...
That's the way you push it on in Israel.
As a career intelligence officer, Mike the Lib is sharing.
Yes.
All right, now, let me tell you my take on this. I spent 10 years at the Pentagon as a news guy gathering things up, but I got an honorary master's degree. Hand over the hostages today before you eat your next shawarma. Hand over the leaders of Hamas to be tried on war crimes. Lay down your arms and an unconditional surrender. And when Israel snaps their fingers and says, hand over this Hamas leader, you hand over this, you deliver the guy in a duffel bag at the border and throw him over the fence. Because you know, Mike, that the so-called Palestinians...
You're not going to be able to do any of that until the Palestinian people turn against Hamas. And you have to get them to turn against Hamas.
I don't see that happening.
Unless you can... Because right now, they have no reason, because Israel's not giving them anything. They need to be able to evacuate their women and children. That will give them confidence.
Are you being held hostage? Are you in the trunk of a car? Should I send help? Should I send...
I'm talking loud enough so you can hear me. You keep complaining you can't hear me.
Well, the phone is trying to escape, and it's often not near your mouth. But Mike the Lib, here's how it goes. Give over the hostages, hand over your leadership, and when we're done bombing the snot out of you, we'll let you know. And if you fire one more rocket, we're going to drop Moabs on your butts over and over again. That's the mother of all bombs, like 25,000-pound bomb. Going to keep dropping those on your beephole, hellhole country, even though you're the freest Arabs in the Arab world. You're free to die.
I'm a Russian intelligence officer, and I want you to betray your country.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Mike the Lib. We love Mike the Lib. He's been calling in forever, hasn't he? And he's good old reliable Mike the Lib. He's not going to change. All right, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Alan, calling from Chicago, Illinois, listening on the great WLS. Alan, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, how you doing? I talked to a Chicago policeman, and, you know, they're sweating the convention. If you look at 1968 versus today, there are 2.5 times more college-age students than there were back then. You have a smaller police department in Chicago. You have more females on the department. And you're a Chicagoan. You look at the South Loop, Printers Row. You look at West around Chicago Stadium, United Center now. You look at Lincoln Park, that whole area. It was not heavily gentrified. Today, the riots are going to happen in the middle of the progressive neighborhoods. And they're going to tear it up. You're going to see an army of people much larger than 1968 against a force smaller than there was back then. You have a progressive mayor. You have a progressive city council, a progressive governor, and a progressive administration. And they're going to stand down. This city is going to burn, I assure you. You know Chicago, my friend. There's a big difference between 68 and then in the numbers on both sides of the issue. And the areas that they're going to be battling with. Yeah,
and now the whole Democrat Party is violent.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
So the Democrats love going around calling everybody Nazis. And then calling for the extermination of the state of Israel and a genocide of the Jewish people. No sense of irony. And they wear headbands now instead of armbands, but it's kind of the same. President Trump yesterday accused Joe Biden of running a Gestapo administration, and the response from the White House is almost impossible to believe, but it's what you get from these little tin pot fascists. Extraordinary stuff. And speaking of calling for a genocide and wiping Israel off the map and supporting Hamas and the Islamic Revolution in Tehran, which is what the Democrat Party from Barack Obama and Joe Biden on down have been doing, are doing, will continue to do, supporting the enemies of Western civilization because they're the hardcore left. They're not liberals at all. Here is the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Jason Meares, because at the University of Virginia, founded by Thomas Jefferson, they've got gangs of left-wing lunatics that have been brainwashed. They're glassy-eyed. They honestly, next stop is a fentanyl overdose, I think, for a lot of them. But the students, they were told repeatedly, get out of the campus and now you time for you to go. You gots to go. And they said, no, death to the Jews. We support Hamas. We're all Hamas. Death to America. Blow it up. Burn it down. Jason Meares, who was on the television yesterday talking about all these matters at the University of Virginia.
The reality is what you had at UVA were students that were warned repeatedly. They were violating both their student code of conduct, that it was an unlawful assembly. There was trespassing. There were outsiders that were there. And after repeated warnings, when in fact the university police chief at UVA tried to do a wellness check and make sure there weren't weapons, these individuals blocked and surrounded them. They had to retreat. That's when they asked for the state police to intervene.
And the state police, the Virginia State Police, had to come in. And I think, what do we even issue nightsticks for if you're not going to use them? The sound that is made when a liberal is hit in the head with a nightstick is, it's always kind of fun. Oh, see, that's a shovel. That's even better. Maybe we should give them shovels. And I got to say, Alan from Chicago, absolutely right on the money when it comes to the convention this year, the Democratic convention in Chicago, is going to be melee. They've been told, the protesters have been told, well, we've got a place for you to protest. It's 4 miles from the convention center because they're such fascists that I can't even believe that they're really saying, oh, yeah, we've got a protest area for you. It's 4 miles away. Any place you are in Washington, D.C., if you drive 4 miles, you probably have left the District of Columbia, left the city. 4 miles is a long way in Washington, D.C. 4 miles is a long way in Chicago, too. And when they tell the protesters that they're going to have a place to protest and it's 4 miles from where the convention is, that's going to lead to absolute anarchy, chaos. There will be blood. Because Democrats. And I find it almost hilarious that they're telling them, oh, yeah, yes, here's your protest area, and it's 4 miles away. Isn't that amazing? The Democrats. It's the Democrat-run, let's go Brandon Johnson, and you got crazy radical Fox, the George Soros prosecutor who's pro-crime and all of that good stuff. But yeah, you can protest. Oh, we're going to protect your First Amendment rights to protest and petition the government by putting you in a pen 4 miles from everything that's going on. Just amazing. That is Soviet style free speech management. They are not American people. They're not normal American people. Just amazing. So Jason Meares. On the Fox News Channel yesterday, because they sent troopers in and started arresting people. And still not enough nightsticks on the, what do they make those out of? Hickory, dickory, duck. The Jason Meares yesterday on the protests at UVA.
One thing I want to just stress is Virginia is not New York. You have a very different governor. You have a very different attorney general, and we're not going to tolerate that. But when we had to send in the Virginia State Police, it meant, unfortunately, they were not dealing with our fentanyl crisis, our human trafficking issues that we have a focus on. They had to deal with these students that instead of acting like adults, they acted like coddled children. They were ignoring repeated, and I mean repeated, requests to disassemble. They weren't allowed to do what they were doing, and so they suffered the consequences.
And so they suffer the consequences. Police raid UVA encampment, arrest anti-war protesters. More than 125 arrested at four Virginia universities amid nationwide protests over Israel defending civilization against the jackals from hell that the Democrat Party is supporting here. And they like After School Satan Club. And transgender story hour for little kids while chanting Free Free Palestine at the transgender children's story hour, honestly. And of course, the funding coming from George Soros, who needs to be charged with crimes. Unfortunately, we've got this crook as Attorney General and of the United States, and he's a Biden guy, and he still thinks he should be on the Supreme Court. He's going to die disappointed like Hillary Clinton. Although Hillary is funnier, you know, she's going to die more disappointed. Although our attorney general, you know, Barack Obama wanted to put him on the Supreme Court, and the Democrats still want to pack the Supreme Court because they're a banana republic on wheels. Have there been any self-immolations today, Michael? We're going to need more self-immolations from you guys. We're going to make a wonderful pair of listeners, a great couple, sent me the self-immolation Zippo lighter. We're working on having self-immolation Zippo lighters made for the Chris Plant Show, and we can issue them to Democrats. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. And they'll make great gifts for your liberal cousins and in-laws and things. Jason Mieres yesterday talking about the rioters and the George Soros and Rockefeller brother funding and the bunch of left-wing crooks.
We're receiving intelligence that outside agitators are starting to get involved in these campus protests. We saw that they are showing up with pallets of prefab wooden barriers. We saw this at VCU. We've seen folks that are not students show up in riot gear with bullhorns to direct the protesters on how to flank our officers. We even see them taking water bottles, pouring half of it out, putting bear spray in the water bottles and throwing them at these officers, basically using them as chemical agents to try to assault our officers. And so our message is, if you think you can get away with assault and battery of an officer, if you think you can get away with threats of violence and acts of violence against those in law enforcement, I got to tell you, you're going to find out real quickly Virginia is not New York or California, and we're going to hold you accountable.
Now, you're using chemical agents against police officers violently attacking and police officers assaulting police and using chemical agents, bear spray. Got to get it in a canister, spray it into a bottle, and then hurling the bottles at the police. That's a chemical attack. It is, the FBI is not on the job. The Attorney General of the United States, who thinks he should be a Supreme Court justice, is not on the job. These people are not being pursued the way that January 6th protesters, including a grandmother who was there to pray, to say a prayer, and they hunted her down like she's a war criminal from the old days. Just amazing. And that's all okay because Democrats, because Joe Biden is president, because our attorney general is a political hack, because our FBI is run by Christopher Wray, who is a smirking, smug, expletive-deleted who can't be trusted to do the job of FBI director, because the FBI has been so corrupted. The Justice Department has been so corrupted under this attorney general and Joe Biden. And the news media could care less. I mean, again, the news media over the weekend, Politico comes out, hey, wait a minute. Soros and the Rockefeller Brothers Fund are being used to fund these organizations to buy, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in plywood and tents and bear spray and all these other things. And George Soros doesn't have an FBI team waiting outside his home, waiting to use a battering ram to drag him out of bed and shoot his dog in the morning with a CNN camera crew in tow. Why is that? He's engaged in an actual conspiracy. There's violence everywhere, and it's genocidal anti-Semitism. George Soros, who's a gyno, he's a Jew in name only. And you got your rhinos, you got your dinos, got your gynos. No, no, not G-Y-N-O. It's J-I-N-O. That's a totally different thing. And, you know, where is our attorney general? Where is the president of the United States? I got to tell you, he is nowhere to be found. Oh, also, did you see they announced that he's going to start campaigning a lot less? He's going to start campaigning less, be on the road less. But not like he's campaigning a lot now, right? I'm telling you. And this is what they're saying. Oh, no, he's going to campaign less because, you know, his brain is broke and she's no good. So don't expect to see him on the road campaigning. This is what they're saying now. Biden's general election strategy, NBC fake news, they're in bed with him. They're in that jelly-filled hot tub with him. Less is more. That's the headline at NBC Fake News, a front group for a corrupt Democrat Party. The president's aides are seeking to tighten his pitch to voters with shorter, crisper speeches. Well, shorter maybe, crisper. That could be quite a challenge, I think. Just amazing. As President Joe Biden ramps up his reelection effort, his campaign is also scaling back how much he says on the trail, part of a larger new strategy to hone a sharper message. Death to America. Then he could just, you know, self-immolate in front of us. I'll send him a Zippo lighter if he'd like. Sharper message he'll take to the general election, according to Biden aides and Mike Mamoli, typing on behalf of the Biden administration, NBC fake news. The less is more approach aims for quality over quantity. You have neither right now when it comes to the president's public appearances. So that means not quantity. We're going to see less of him, and he's going to say less because they know that he's a beep and he can't be trusted. There is a strategic advantage at this point in the race to boiling down your message to three or four of the most salient, compelling arguments for why President Biden should be reelected, said T.J. Ducklow. T.J. Ducklow. I didn't make that up. That's true. Last name, D-U-C-K-L-O. First name, T.J. Ducklow. The Biden campaign senior advisor for communications. That will often translate to the stump speech being whittled down to its sharpest, most dynamic form. They use these ridiculous words. Will it be diverse? That's what you're seeing. That's what he says. No, what we're seeing is he's not campaigning because the news media is doing the campaign for him just like the last time because they're filthy corrupt. The approach also has the appearance of a strategy aimed at minimizing the potential for Biden to make mistakes in a razor-close election. Yeah, and by the way, the razor-close election, the poll numbers are not looking good for Joe Biden at all, in particular with 18 to 29-year-old voters, where they're supposed to do very, very well. Before I get back to that, Also, I just wanted to use the, because Jason Mieres yesterday, I was watching Jason Mieres, the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia on the Fox News channel yesterday, and I heard him use a line that I have used many times before.
I just think the Biden administration is a classic case of being so open-minded, your brain falls right out.
Uh-huh. That's one of my lines. It's a perfectly good line. So open-minded that your brain falls out. And somebody said it earlier today, too. I like to say, and this came from one of our listeners, actually, because I say, you know, friendly fire isn't, and the Democratic Party isn't, and then common sense isn't, and common courtesy isn't. some of my Chris Plant-isms. And Jason Meares yesterday.
This is a matter of common sense not being very common in Washington these days.
Common sense isn't. Common sense isn't very. And I think that's great. I also heard Jason Meares on the radio a couple of weeks ago, and he said, "Were it not for double standards, these liberals would have no standards at all." And I think that's great. It's not like I feel it's a proprietary matter, anything like that. I'm very happy that a great attorney general, and he's a great attorney general, Jason Meares, Virginia, lucky to have him. Lucky to have Youngkin, too, Governor Youngkin. The fight has been engaged in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Now, being a mother is, of course, one of the toughest jobs in the world, requiring endless patience and love and sacrifice. And after being nurturers, the problem solvers, the cheerleaders, and the superheroes for everyone else, who's going to take care of mom? Well, now is the time to show mom that she deserves to be pampered with footwear that supports her every move. With Gidafy's innovative technology to help reduce knee pain, back pain, foot pain, mom can enjoy all-day comfort without compromising her style. Whether you're talking about mom running errands, chasing after the little ones, or simply enjoying a leisurely stroll, Gidafy shoes help provide the perfect blend of support and elegance. Let mom know with every step she takes that she's appreciated with the gift of Gidafy shoes. Use the code Chris, C-H-R-I-S, for $30 off of your order of $130 or more at Gidafy.com. That's G-D-E-F-Y.com. Show mom that you love her, show her that you care with Gidafy shoes. I have so much more to get to. I don't know how much more I can get to. I can't believe what I've done to the clock again. We're going to get to everything we can get to in the time that we have. What we can't get to, I'll get to on my Newsmax show tonight and tomorrow when we're back with you.
If it wasn't for double standards around here, we wouldn't have any standards.
All right, I got so much that I can't get to today. I'm embarrassed for Michael. It's actually all my fault, but let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Dave, calling from Jamestown, Pennsylvania, listening on the Great 790 in Sharon, PA. That's where my grandfather's from. Dave, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Very well, David. Very well.
I'm in the woods by the lake without adult supervision.
That's a scary prospect.
I called about this judge who's a total moronic idiot. He fined Trump $1,000. Trump wipes his butt with $1,000 bills in the morning after he, drops the boys off at the pool.
It's not a big dollar figure for someone that just, what did he just pick up? $3.5 billion, I think, on the sale of Truth Social. It's just about harassing him and picking fights and provoking him and trying to get him to respond. And he keeps threatening to put him in jail, too, right? Right, Dave?
He does, and the Secret Service is not amused.
That's a fact. I hear you were talking to Jeff. You were 193rd Special Operations Air Wing, as I understand it. That's a great thing. And you're calling from Sharon, Pennsylvania. My grandfather, Patrick Henry Barnes, from Sharon, Pennsylvania, buried in Sharon, Pennsylvania. Both of my mother's parents buried in Sharon, Pennsylvania.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.